I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Wednesday morning. We are May 13th. It is 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
It was like the most bizarre drive-in today. So a soggy start to the day. If you've been out and about or you've looked out the windows or let the dog out this morning or whatever, you know it's raining, but we should be drying out. We're dropping from the 60s to the 50s during the evening commute. I mentioned it's a bizarre drive-in because I live in Mentor. We broadcast downtown at the Howley Building. 20-minute drive, as everybody knows. It was like severely, now this is an hour ago. It was severely raining my entire drive in until I got to maybe East 55th. And there's like, it's not doing anything downtown.
No, it really
isn't. It was so bizarre.
So it was when I came in from Westlake and there was, I mean, everything was wet, like it had rained, but there was no rain coming in. There was a fire truck strewn across the highway right when you get near Metro Hospital. And again, I don't know if it's still there now, but all the lanes blocked off. And I mean, it's a rare thing to see that early in the morning. Lots of traffic backing up because everyone had to merge over to the right lane. So
no, that's definitely good to let people know that for sure. All right, start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. You talk about that. I should talk about next what I saw an ambulance and a fire truck at just about the worst time yesterday. I'll get into that after Dead Guy in the Envelope.
That just
reminded me of what I saw yesterday. But we should get Dead Guy in the Envelope and start the show.
Yeah, we need a guess. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
It's about, 2.5 months old?
So lengthy.
Envelope's getting a little dusty in here. Let's dust it off. Star 102, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We would love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. His name is in the envelope.
Yes, John Adams.
That's a good guess. It's not John Adams.
Oh, not John Adams. Missed that guy. So what did I see yesterday at quite possibly the worst timing? That's next. So I've mentioned it a couple times on the air. Something's been going on with my back over the last 3 weeks or so. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Field of Good Favorites. Gone to my primary. Went to a chiropractor one time. Yesterday, I went back to my primary. I just feel more comfortable with the primary, so I decided to go that route. My dad's had back troubles through the years, and I kind of like consulted him and said, should I go back to the primary or the chiropractic path? So I just decided to do so. Anyway, I get to the primary yesterday, and in the front of the building, and it's on the east side. There is an ambulance with sirens. There is a fire truck with sirens. I was like, first of all, I hope whoever's in there is okay. And I thought, this is not the first thing I need to see when I'm going.
When you go there,
and then what's happening in here?
Then were you worried it was Stevie's alarm clock just going off, still in your head?
I can't believe it.
All those sounds.
Her alarm clock. Can I be perfectly honest with you? Speaking of that. The last 2 days that I have woken up since she has told that story, and you can listen back EMC's podcast through the Odyssey app. You can't miss it. It's probably named. I don't even know. I don't know what that one for the day was named. But her alarm clock, that's exactly what it sounds like. And I think to myself, I am so lucky that I can just wake up and kind of go as opposed to hit snooze. And she has to do that and mathematical equations and or puzzles and three of them, or the alarm just keeps going and it gradually just gets louder. It continues to get louder.
It is so terrible.
And impossible to sleep through. I guess that's
not a chance.
Right?
Yes. Yes. It's awful. It's awful, but it works.
Yeah. If anybody else has, we had another, what was the other, Clocky. That's what it was. Clocky, where you, you like snooze it once and then it's on wheels and it jumps off of your whatever, your nightstand and rolls around.
So terrible.
Anybody have anything even close to that would be amazing. Or just a real annoying ringtone. You know how EMCs, we're talking to you. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Monday, I mentioned, oh, maybe a fun summer show thing would be the ice cream tour. You know, going around to different locally owned ice cream places and trying them out, because there's a bajillion, and I'm sure that they're probably all great.
So much fun. So many flavors.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I need to run past you and Stevie. I think I have a name that works.
Didn't we
decide
this?
I think I have
this?
A rating system.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I thought we picked a name.
Well,
did you change the name?
If I changed the name, I think it's...
You further brainstormed?
I did.
Okay.
I think it's a good... I think
this
will work.
Well, that's exciting. You always have great ideas, so that's exciting.
And then to have people let us know where we should go. I mean, I think this is going to be an entire thing for the summer. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show, other than, I don't know, Journey tickets at 8:10 and qualifying you for Jamaica at 9:22 and Titanic's artifact exhibit at 9:45. Nothing's going on in the show at all. We're so busy today. And it's good news for you. What do we have next coming up on Stevie and the socials?
So there's a grandma on TikTok, and she's going viral because she shared her rules for her funeral. She has three rules you need to follow.
Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to this. Are they good? Based on your face, I kind of like
it. How many of the rules would we use?
They're funny.
They are funny.
It's a very lighthearted take.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So
okay, good.
The three
but she
rules.
Means business.
She does. That's a good point. Stevie on the socials, you want to hear this next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a hilarious grandma on TikTok, and she's gone viral once again. This time, she was sharing her honest rules for her funeral. Her name's Grandma Lil. She's 96, and she's very popular on social media. Her bio even states, "I'm a celebrity." She has her own clothing line and YouTube channel as well. So she's gone viral before, but this time she has over 50 million views. And it's her take on the rules people must follow when they attend her funeral. And she said that she doesn't expect it to be anytime soon, but she wants people to be ready.
These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself. Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in. And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
I don't hate any of that.
What
I don't
Bertha do?
I don't know what
That's
Bertha
what I want to know.
I want to know why Bertha's not invited.
What did she do?
She got called out. Three rules, and one of them is don't let Bertha in.
That's a big deal. You're 33% of the rules one person is.
Seriously.
I like that, though. I like the celebration. Uh-huh. I just thought, first of all, she's fantastic. And whose birthday? Does anybody know? 216-343-1021. I don't think they ever do. Defined who it was,
by
or
the way,
a joke, or I don't know.
If Bertha does show up, who's kicking her out?
Well, it's a rule.
If somebody showed up
that, grandparent, parent, or whatever specifically said don't you have to kick him out of the funeral home?
That's what I'm saying. I would never kick someone out.
She might
out.
Need a security guard.
Yeah.
I have to hire one.
You need to think that through.
Think of that.
I'm worried about Bertha.
Gotta have a list, a VIP party.
I like that. And the little, she wants a party afterwards, and
I
everybody
love that.
That's a great call. That's awesome. Bertha's not allowed.
If you're listening, Bertha, don't go to that.
Yeah.
Give us a call. I want to talk.
Yeah, what'd you do, girl? 216-343-1021. Telling you, I have these Jen and Tim Show summer plans. Something we could do. Eat a lot of ice cream. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
It's going to be awesome. I love this.
You like
especially
ice cream,
cause we
right,
get
Stevie?
To eat.
Yeah.
We all like ice cream.
We all love ice cream.
Mm-hmm. There are, and I'm sure... And I've only been to a handful. I mean, there have to be. Could you even imagine the amount of local ice cream shops, ice cream parlor, ice cream places that are around West Side, East Side, South Side, whatever it is? T County have a Yoder's
sure
ice cream.
Do. Miller's.
Miller's. It's one. What are the other ones going to be? Yoder's. All right, Miller's. Every
are we
place
going
has
that far? Are we going to Dover?
We go to Softies too while we're down there.
Well, we don't. Oh. And I mean, if she happens to be down there. Visiting family.
She could
do
try
a video.
It. I see. Okay,
you're
good.
Having to be West Side.
I
like
that.
Be there?
Tried it, I but like I will that. Try it again gladly.
What's the go-to there at Miller's? Is it a...
They have a soft serve creamsicle vibe where you get the vanilla and the orange.
Oh.
Swirl. That's my go-to.
Mm.
Some of the best places around.
Yeah, we delicious.
We need to have some travels. I think I have a name for this.
Nice.
I have an idea. We've talked about this off the air as far as
going...
Yeah,
I thought we kind of came to an agreement on that, the name and all that.
There's a name. I just think another one might make a little bit more sense.
Oh, you've got
That's
a better
scary.
One.
I don't know if it's better. I just think it might make more
what
sense.
What does that mean?
Just saying. This is going to be fun.
Our name, though, that we came up with is pretty good. So, okay.
That's cute.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll have this. You can certainly weigh in. We will certainly need ideas for places to go, places we've been, places we haven't been. That's all coming up at 7:10.
It's been nearly a year now. Rocky River Brewing Company is getting ready to reopen. That's in 60 seconds. Bainbridge at 59 degrees. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Rocky River Brewing Company getting ready to reopen. They've been closed since last summer because of a fire. The owner says they used the time to replace nearly every feature of the property. They plan to reopen in June. Memorial Day travel is gonna hit a record this year, Timothy.
Not again.
Yes, it is.
How do they know?
45 million Americans expected to travel at least 50 miles from home.
How do you know?
They know. They know. This
they
is
don't.
AAA.
They
know.
Know if you're flying or you're taking some commute where you're paying money and you can't, there's a receipt of some sort. Hey, I have no idea what I'm doing in my car.
Well, it turns out then when it comes Memorial Day, there's a bajillion drivers on the road, so they know.
It's early this year, by the way.
Most will drive. The worst traffic expected.
What are we driving?
Thursday. I didn't
ask
that.
They don't know.
They don't know. But if you're traveling, here are the most popular spots. Orlando, Seattle, New York, and Las Vegas. You going to Vegas for Memorial Day?
No.
No.
Probably be an August thing.
Okay.
Going to roll out?
Yeah. No. Cinemark bringing back its summer movie clubhouse. Family movies for $1.75 a ticket. You'll be able to see K-pop Demon Hunters, The Sing-Along, Sonic the Hedgehog, The SpongeBob Movie, Search for SquarePants, and How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action version. Tickets.
You're going to watch that too? It's a dragon.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Of course you do.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It is very, very good.
It's so good.
You, all the dragon books, How to Train Your Dragon, How to Ride Your Dragon, How to Telepathy Dragon.
Turns out I enjoy dragons.
You very much. If
I
fly,
do.
Fly and Fire, Jen's in.
That's right. That is right.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Dead and Tim Show. Redemption Week continues coming up at 7:30 during this entire week during Trump 2. And remember, next week the mugs are back. So. Absolutely.
I love it.
That might be a new one
from
you that we might be keeping.
Yes.
So that's on the way. Also on the way, we were talking about this on the air a little bit, especially during our EMCs. We called them the early morning crew, kind of when we first hit the air and went through this and something different, the Jen and Tim show, like a fun thing to do. You know, we did the sign selfies before. We went to all these signs and took pictures, and that was great. So it's like, what is the thing that we could do this summer? And we brought up ice cream.
Yes. We all love ice cream so much, and there's so many places to go.
I just, you know, I feel like I drive past a bajillion places that I've never been to. And I just live in Mentor. This isn't even, I'm going to Rocky River and Lakewood and Westlake and North Ridgeville. I mean, there have to be a bajillion places, even if they're, you know, small, locally owned, that's fantastic, to try ice cream. And we just go on a tour. And yeah, if we're together sometimes, that's great. But if there's some, I mean, you mentioned the one, you know, family in Dover, that there's a Miller's right down there.
Mm-hmm.
So you try that out. We're not going to be there for that, but you try it out. And that's.
You guys should come. You would love it.
Maybe.
I'm in. Mm-hmm. Let's make a
You're
day
in.
Of it. Let's make a day of
You're
it.
You are not in to go down to Dover.
Yes, I am. With to hang out with Stevie and her family, I would.
I do. I do
would
kind of want to.
Make
I do
Amish
wanna,
noodles too, because
yeah,
I want to try those.
I do want to meet your parents.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
wouldn't that
boy.
Be fun?
That would be unbelievable.
Be
Already
scary.
Had a chance to talk to your mom on the air.
Yeah.
She
was lovely.
Fantastic.
Huh.
And I want to talk.
I'd be afraid of Tim in person with your family.
Yeah, me
but
too. Sounds
yeah.
concerning. But mm-hmm. for ice cream, might be worth it.
Yeah, for ice cream.
Yes!
Of course. We like ice cream. We're all in. But this is an
this
exciting thing. We can get suggestions from our fantastic listeners on where to go. And that's great because there are so many places around. But two things. We need, you know, a name, a branding for this. And
ours is so cute.
I was thinking about it. Like, I like ours,
yeah.
but I think I have a better name.
Than what we came up with yesterday?
Yeah, I think I have a better name. I think so.
But the one we came up with is so cute yesterday in our meeting.
It's
I thought
good.
We all agreed.
Well, it's good. No, it's good. I just think I want to run one more past you. That's all.
Right. All
so
right,
I'm going
right.
to run that past you. We can talk about the brand we talked about yesterday. And then we need
yeah.
a rating system, right? If we're there,
well,
we're
of
gonna,
course.
We have to rate the ice cream.
Yes.
So. The possible brand, maybe the new brand. Also, the rating system, 4 minutes away.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Already getting some DMs on where to go during our kind of our ice cream tour. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, which we need a name, we need a brand, and we also need a rating system.
And we came up with, I think, the most adorable name. It's going to be perfect. Are we ready for the reveal of what we came up with in our meeting yesterday?
Yeah.
The Scoop Squad. We're the Scoop Squad, and we come get scoops at your ice cream shop, and we try them, and we rate them, and, you know, we can do videos, we can do Tasty Tuesday and all that. It's so cute, isn't it?
It's very cute.
I love it.
Rate it like a 1 to 5 scoops.
1 to 5 scoops.
Right, we'll do that. 5 being the best, 1 being mid, even though we're always concerned on what is an actual scoop? Is it?
Well,
we're not getting to that.
It's questionable. The top part.
Questionable.
So I thought about this yesterday, and I was trying to think of something else. The Scoop Squad, it is cute. It's cute. It works.
Love
I hate it. That's fine.
Love it.
What about this? Instead of the Scoop Squad, what if we say Cream Team? As in ice cream, as in, you know, the Dream Team. That's obviously well known, like just the superior, the Cream Team, as opposed to Scoop Squad.
You're not serious.
Yes.
Absolutely not. I'm not wearing a shirt that says Cream Team.
We don't have any shirts available, so that'll be easy.
That's
the Cream Team. Out and about, 1 to 5 scoops. I mean, scoop this, scoop that. If it's the Cream Team and you have 1 to 5 scoops as opposed to the Scoop Squad and then there's more scoops, I don't know, there's something there.
I feel like
ice cream, the Cream Team, the Dream Team, something's there.
Something is there. I know.
So you want us to go to a place and then film a video and outside it we're like, hey, I'm on the Cream Team.
Yes.
And all these people
rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? It rhymes.
That's what we get stared at.
You just made it worse.
Ice cream is creamy. Right. It's ice cream. That's right there. It writes itself.
We're not walking in somewhere.
1, 2, 3. Cream Team.
We're not walking in somewhere and saying, hi, we're the Cream Team.
Well, we can go up to the window. We don't have to go to the interior of the place.
It feels weird to say
serve
it.
Us. I think they would shut the little window.
Yeah.
I really thought you were going to like this.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. That's great. Scoop Squad, very nice. It's one of those where you get in the meeting, you think to yourself, okay, I like the brand, I like the name. I like it. It's like an 8 out of 10 or something. And then when I thought to myself, Cream Team, I was like, I'm going to bring this up and see what you think.
It doesn't surprise me. You thought that. I don't.
Dream Team, Cream Team, ice cream, creamy team. It's all right there.
I see where you're going, but it's not it.
Mm-mm.
All right. Jenna Timshaw Winston Poll. That's what we're going to have to do.
Oh, my God.
Jenna
Timshaw. Nobody is going
to. Everybody. Got a DM saying no to Cream Team.
I see Valerie Rose. Valerie's. No to the Cream Team. Mm-hmm. You can DM us or 216-343.
Say every time I say it, it makes me uncomfortable and laughy.
We're the Cream Team. It's the Cream Team. It's creamy.
It's creamy.
That's the tagline.
I'm not going anywhere and saying Stevie's absolutely right. Imagine filming that video or taking that video for like a Tasty Tuesday or whatever. Like, hey, we're the Cream Team. No, I can't even finish it. Scoop Squad's here. Scoop Squad is cute.
That's cute.
There's
right.
a lot of brand
new. I'm working on the poll right now.
It'll of course you are. Nobody's going to vote for the Cream Team.
So
nobody.
It'll be your decision because we have the best listeners ever
during this
ice cream tour. Do you prefer the term Cream Team? Do you prefer Scoop Squad? It's your call.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see. You have it up there now?
No, I'm literally in the process of it right now. So.
Okay. I was waiting to go vote.
Me too. I'm immediately voting.
Scoop Squad.
Same.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I will do this during the song and we'll see like the first few votes where it kind of heads. I might need a lot of help on this one. It'll be a Jen and Tim show.
That.
Oh no. Dave's calling 216-343-1021 if you want to weigh in while I'm getting this poll up. Jen and Tim show. It'll be specifically on Facebook.
Read some of these comments.
I thought that was a good idea. I'm getting hammered.
I don't think anyone.
I feel like Mariah Carey trying to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now. Star 102.
Never going to happen.
Cleveland's feel good favorites. We want to do an ice cream tour. We want to go to locally owned ice cream places. We want to rate them 1 to 5 scoops. In the meeting, we came up with the Scoop Squad. Then overnight, I thought to myself, you know what? A better brand might be the Cream Team.
I'm
getting crushed.
I know.
I thought it was good.
No. Yvonne, no on the Cream Team. Then she says, what about the Cone Zone?
Oh.
That's kind of cute.
I would live in the Cone Zone. Wait, somebody voted for Cream Team? I'm giving you
no,
a prize.
No, they did not.
I might give you dirty tickets.
No, they did not. Angie says, Tim, really? Stephanie says,
ice cream. Dream Team. They've had that all the time. That's what they're known
for
in the Olympics.
Dream Team. Dream Team's fine. Stephanie says, saying Cream Team makes me want to gag. Agree. Scoop Squad is better. No way to Cream Team. Nobody, I don't think this is a thing.
I got to vote cream team.
Don't vote for...
There, I just did. Jen and Tim show.
Oh, Robin is on your side. She says, can you be the cream team and make t-shirts? Please no.
Yes. I already AI'd a t-shirt. I already AI'd a t-shirt for
no.
us.
No. No.
Yes.
That says cream team?
The ice cream, or the cream team. Ice cream, good vibes, local spots, one scoop at a time.
No. No. We cannot.
I'm not going to pick. The listeners are going to pick. I'm not picking. I just threw it out there as a possibility, and clearly
that people was are appalled by
why is it? It's ice cream. It is the cream team, dream team. It's cream. It writes itself. How is that bad? Scoop Squad. That's cute. That's great. I'm all about it. We can get shirts for Scoop Squad.
What about just ice cream team then? Like ice
well,
cream.
Well, I could have done that.
You could have. That might have been.
Oh, I think some people want to vote for cream team. Okay, hold on. Good morning.
Cam.
Yeah?
Scoop Squad.
Okay, that's a vote for Scoop Squad.
That's a vote for Scoop Squad.
Star 102, good morning. Which do you like better, the Scoop Squad or the Cream Team?
Definitely not the Cream Team, no.
I might be down, but I'm never out. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Well, that's 24 hours of voting.
All right.
Cream Team might be losing now. The Scoop Squad is ahead, barely, in the votes, but we'll see what happens.
Cindy says, I almost wrecked my car. Oh, my God, no.
I wish I could share all of the DMs.
Listen,
they're coming in too fast.
There's so many.
I don't know if we can respond to all these.
Well, I don't know if we can respond to all of them. Some of them not appropriate for air. Heather says the cream team is just ick, ranks right up there with the word moist.
That is on our banned word.
I'm on the banned word. Cream
what?
Team.
Yes.
Cream team.
Yeah. How about James? Hearing cream team makes me think of the British whipped cream they call squirty cream, and there's a picture of it, and it is... Why do they call it that? It's terrible. There's a photo. It's a real thing. Tim, no, just no. A lot of people not loving the cream team. So I don't know that's...
I just thought I was trying to think of something else besides Scoop Squad last night. And apparently for our ice cream tour, I was trying to think, you know, dream team, whatever. Cream team came to my mind and...
I think we'd be better off with dream team over...
Okay.
Your suggestion. I don't even want to say it.
We'll see what happens. The voting continues. We'll have the results tomorrow morning at this time.
Stevie, make sure you vote.
I already did.
Okay.
I went all the computers at work already.
Every account I have.
Okay.
I made fake accounts and everything.
You probably did. Stevie 1, Stevie 2, Stevie 3, Stevie 4, producer Stevie 5. Yes, voting isn't working out. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But don't worry. 23 hours remain.
That the voting isn't working out in your favor, but it's working out. I mean, it looks like people have a clear favorite and are a little troubled by your choice.
We're going to try ice cream this summer. We're going to go to some local areas, go around, try some ice cream. We can rate it from 1 to 5 scoops. I have another idea, but we'll go with 1 to 5 scoops.
Let's stick with that one.
We'll stick with that
one. Let's not go with your other idea.
So what should our crew be called? It's either the Scoop Squad or... The cream team.
Who came up with the cream team?
I came up with the cream team.
Have
this
you
is
read?
An ulterior or an alternate to, you know, the dream team. There's ice cream. I was trying to play with words with the dream team and ice cream.
Well, let's just go with the dream team. I mean, Scoop Squad was so cute when we talked about it in our meeting yesterday. And have you looked through the comments?
I'm
and
afraid
the messages?
To. I can already look at the voting. I'm not. It's not even close.
I don't think people are voting in your favor.
They're not. We'll get to these comments. I know. I thought there was a chance. There's just not. It's not. I mean, we have 23 hours left.
We
so
do.
You can make sure you vote, specifically Jen and Tim show on the instant poll. Apparently comments are coming next that I've been afraid to read. That is 3 minutes away. Thank you, Jonathan, for voting for Cream Team.
It's
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites over the Scoop Squad.
No,
what our name's going to be when we're going from ice cream parlor to ice cream parlor to ice cream place to the Scoop Shops, wherever we're going.
Jonathan
said... That's another one!
No, Jonathan said hard no on Cream Team.
Okay, I misread the text.
You misread the text. Francis says, every time Tim says Cream Team, I feel icky. Please stop.
Dream team, ice cream.
Well,
the dream team is well known.
Let's go That's a dream big... team. I would switch it to dream team, but I just feel like Scoop Squad's better.
Well, people are saying Scoop Squad sounds like something else.
Yeah, they have been saying that as well. I didn't think of that. I didn't think
scooping,
of that.
But not the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Just what is happening?
Brittany says, Tim, you have to hear it when you say the cream team.
I do.
It's not. And your thoughts are This is good.
Yeah. Ice cream. Mm-hmm. We're the team. Well, I don't. Well, yes.
Kim says, I was chuckling driving to work this morning, listening to you talk about it. Definitely not the cream team. Yeah, Barbie Robin. Says, Tim did not think this one through.
Robin, can you be the cream team and make t-shirts?
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
I've been working on it already.
No, thank you. No, thank you on the t-shirts. Yeah. I am not wearing a cream team t-shirt. I know
yeah,
you
Marie,
will.
Marie, cream team all the way. That's why she's a top fan. Jessica, just type the word cream. That's Erica, no! Mm-hmm. It's probably for the Scoop That's, Squad.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
No.
All right, well, but the voting's, we have another We have another 23 hours.
We do.
We will reveal the winner tomorrow morning at 7:10. But we know what it's going to be. We know.
It's not close. Not cream team. All right. Close. It's been nearly a year now. Rocky River Brewing Company getting ready to reopen. That's in 60 seconds. Today's Star City is Bainbridge at 59 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Rocky River Brewing Company getting ready to reopen. They've been closed since last summer after that fire. The owner says they used the time to replace nearly every feature of the property, and they plan to open next month. AAA says Memorial Day travel is going to hit a record this year. 45 million Americans, Tim, expected to drive at least 50 miles from home between May 21st and the 25th. Some of the top destinations for Memorial Day this year, Orlando, Seattle, New York, and Las Vegas.
How do they know? And it's always a record. Every year
Every
is a different
year,
record.
More
it's another record.
People traveling.
I get it. If you're flying, I get it. But they don't have any idea if I'm driving to Canton this week. They have. How would they know? How would Jay possibly know?
I don't know. Maybe people are requesting maps. Remember TripTix when you could get
That's
a TripTix?
You know what? You proved your point.
Okay.
I do remember that.
Okay. Okay. Airbnb, speaking of Memorial Day, did you hear the story about Airbnb, how they're blocking parties? They are.
Have you ever tried to book an Airbnb for your family on some of these days?
No.
And you can't get in and you're just kind of an innocent bystander? I've had that happen before where it was a nightmare for a family of five to try to find a place because they thought I was going to have a party.
Yeah, because they have like this screening technology
yeah,
that if it's like more than so many people, they think you're going to have a party. They
it's, call, why are you going, Bob? I mean, you have to, it's an entire process. It is.
You are a high risk reserver.
I am.
They say about 230 people in Ohio were blocked or redirected. Including 55 in Cleveland. Yikes. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.